The Columbia Workshop, under the direction of Irving Reed. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight the Columbia Workshop presents the first program of its experimental series, dedicated to you and the magic of radio. In line with its policy of introducing the work of new authors, the workshop is pleased this evening to offer an unusual drama dealing with the dark recesses of the subconscious mind. We present Case History by Milton M. E. Geiger.
I think it's pretty hopeless, Doctor. He's too far gone.
No, there's still a spark left. About 1 chance in 100 if it works fast.
When did they find him?
Our ambulance picked him up about 20 minutes ago. Crumpled on the sidewalk in front of a drugstore on 6th and Main.
Nurse, tourniquet for intravenous injection. Syringe, 50 cc of methylene blue. Get ready for gastric lavage and artificial respiration.
Yes, Doctor.
Stick his right arm, Dr. Mark, while I get these gloves on.
Right.
Alcohol, please. Cotton. Iodine. All right, Doctor. Tighten the tourniquet. A little more, please. Syringe, please. Thank you. There. Stand ready with the respirator if he starts coming around.
Already, Doctor.
Consciousness and reflexes are restored sometimes before the entire injection of the methylene.
He's coming out of the coma.
Quick, start the respirator. All right, Doctor. Put the mask on his face. Nurse, get another 50 cc of methylene ready in case of lapses.
Sleep on these hills. Snooze you go and when. 8,500 feet. No good either. Fella can scrape his landing gear off in a tree or smack into some mountain like Gerard out of Cleveland. Found Gerard almost 3 weeks after he came down in the Alleghenies. Gerard could fly, too. Good job flying the mail. Checks coming in regular. Ella could be pretty certain of his coffee and rolls as long as he kept his end up. That'd be one cinch for River Dawson. If only Western Continent hadn't folded, I'd still have my job. Number one pilot, no troubles with Janet. No troubles with Janet. Wonder what Janet is doing now. Sipping cocktails, dancing with some mug. Someone else's arms around her. All right. I'm just a dumb pilot out of a job. Can't blame the kid. What was it she said?
Now that Western Continent is out of business, give up flying. Get yourself another job. It gets them all. It comes to everyone they all see at the field. It'll come to you, and where'll I be with them?
It'll be all right. Some of the men have been in it since the Wright boys flew a Kitty Hawk.
Yes. Their legs are broken in a dozen spots. And crooked. And shiny where they're scarred. And they talk of the miraculous escapes. And then one day they don't escape. Every week, one of the boys who've been in it since the Wright brothers flew a Kitty Hawk comes to the end of his string. Give it up, River.
I can't. I'll get a job and we'll get married and everything will be hunky.
No, River. It won't.
It won't?
No. I won't share you with the wind, and the scent of gas and the beat of engines and the threat of death. I want my man for myself and not for the service of machines.
You're wrought up. I'll call you tomorrow.
No, I won't be home to you. I'm sorry, River. I've made a decision. I'm asking you to make one. But think.
I don't have to think. I can't do anything but fly. It's in my blood. There's no decision to make when there's only one course.
I'm sorry, River. Terribly sorry.
Sorry. Yes, you're sorry. Maybe you'd like me to be a ribbon clerk or a dandy in evening pumps. Well, I'm not. It ain't my speed. I stick to the stick. I'll be seeing you. So that's the end of that. Wonder what time it is. Been 9:52 for the last hour. Why is it so cold and dark? Like the bottom of a pitch light. Oh, funny. There's that pain in the right arm again. Tight and cramped. I wonder what's wrong with the old lung. Can't seem to get my breath. Kind of chokes me. Awful cold. Wonder why. Can't be lost. Oh, me? River Dawson? Don't make me laugh. There's a light in the east. Funny. Gas gauge must be stuck. Flew all this distance. Didn't use up any gas. Stuck. Remember, have it fixed. There goes my breath again. Gotta hold tight. Can't crack up here. Bad spot. Ever find me. Better set all controls in neutral. Slipping. Cold. Dark. Slipping. Damn it.
Respiration's more labored. He's slipping back into a coma again.
Yes, looks bad. The syringe, please.
Yes, doctor.
We'll give him 50 cc more. Tourniquet again, doctor. Tight on the right arm. Smack into a mountain. Better have a look around. It's light now. Foggy, but light. Well, if that ain't the luckiest. An airport. Just where I was heading, too. Is that flying or is that flying? Just kind of instinct, I guess. Using the old flying head. We better get down, Bueller, and see about that gas cage. That's it, Cuba. Around and into the wind. Nasty fog. Lucky it's a nice long field.
Hey, as he does it.
He's down. Nice work, Jonah. What a fog. Over the side.
Well, where is everybody? Not even a ship on the field. I'd better do a little investigating. Ought to be some stirring in the administration building. There's a bunch on the rail. That's a relief. I was beginning to feel creepy around this morgue and this fog. Take a Turkish coffee. Funny looking bunch. Old horse face there. Sadder than sad. Bony looking guy. I ought to feed him an apple. Hello, boys. Hello. Hey, you guys deaf?
Howdy.
Where's the boss of this outfit?
Inside. You better wait, though. You better.
A tough baby, the boss, huh?
All right.
Curse your face. Get his face together in a hurry. Nice eyes, though. Kind of soft like. Patient. I guess I'll go in anyway. It's formal to report. I'll see you, boy.
No. Don't go in. I wouldn't.
Say, the boss must be poisoned.
Oh, I don't know. Pretty regular when you get to know him. If you get to know him.
If I get to know him? An aristocrat, eh? Is this forsaken bird?
I wouldn't say that. I would know about it.
All right, all right. Can I get a stuffed gas gauge adjusted? And how about a little gas and oil? Gauge says I'm full up, but that couldn't be. I've been flying all night.
That'll be all right.
Will it now? All by itself, it'll be all right. We'll find out that. What I want to know is, do I get a gas gauge unstuck?
It'll be all right, I guess.
Well, I want a gas gauge fixed, and I want gas and oil, and if you boys aren't talking, your boss is, so one side.
Where are you from?
Huh? Oh, Los Angeles. San Diego, really, but I took off from Angel.
Nine? Six?
Oh, sure. All right.
You ever been around these parts before? Don't quite remember seeing you, Angel. I don't think.
You set up, Jeff. This man's a guest, see? He ain't staying. So you treat him like a guest, see? You got such a big mouth.
I've been around. Maybe you haven't. But I've done plenty flying, plenty. I think I'll have a look around until the big shot can see me and check me in and out.
Mind I go with you?
No, I don't mind. Thanks.
You're good, boy.
Hey, what about this place? Don't it do any business? I don't see a ship and I don't hear a single engine.
No. Nothing much doing lately.
Well, I'm sorry to report, but I don't like this place.
We belong. You don't. Let's go like that.
Sure, sure. But I think you're all right.
Thanks, kid. Well, this is number one hangar.
Well, a ship as I snore in my sleep. And a beauty. I never would have thought of it, the old bird. A real beauty. Look at those lines. Long and sleek and slick and... Boy, she's a honey, what I mean.
Mercury Airlines. Cruising speed 180 miles per hour.
Well, she'll do all right. Man, that's what I like to see him. Hey. When did that kid come in? Last night. Where's the luggage? And the passengers?
About somewhere. I ain't exactly a local nursemaid.
You know, I wouldn't say this to anyone but you. You look on the level, and if you ain't, it's my funeral, not yours. But is that bunch stealing planes?
Stranger, you grieve me.
All right, don't talk then. I'm not looking for trouble. Unless you get gay with my ship out there, then watch out.
Don't worry, kid.
All right. I was just serving notice, you might say. I've heard of plane smuggling, the 2x4 powers that'll buy up anything that'll hop 50 feet. Revolutionaries and that sort of thing. But let it pass. Only hands off my ship. Look. That man on that oil drum. Reading out of that little leather book. I know him.
Honest?
Sure. Fred Young used to sit like a jackknife like that and read and read. Hey! Oh, no. No, I can't. No, that's impossible.
We people look different in a fog, don't they?
Yeah. I guess they do. Only it sure gave me a start at first.
I bet it did. You grab my arm so it'll be black and blue. I bet.
I thought sure it was old Greg. He looked up at us so sad and expectant like. I thought I recognized him, and then I didn't, and then I did again. But it's impossible. I tell you, I never did see such a bunch of melancholy mutts, if you don't mind my Spanish. I never did see such a bunch in all my days.
So would it be all right if I just kind of inquire where you're headed for?
Me? Oh, east, I guess.
You don't seem very particular about your destination. Feeling a bit low, kid?
No, I know. I'm okay. Well, yeah.
That is, if you feel like it. I'm always glad to listen to a man's troubles. If it'll help him.
Don't see where it makes any difference if I tell you. Girl trouble.
That's nothing. Don't be foolish.
Lost my job at Western Continent when it folded too.
Yes. Nothing to shout about. Just nothing to get you down. Don't be foolish. I wouldn't do anything rash, you know. But if I hear about a transpacific line, there ought to be jobs for the right men.
What?
Never mind.
All right again, but to me it sounded like a guy in the trenches who just heard about Broadway or Main Street or High Junction, that's all.
You left Los Angeles last night?
That's right. Had a battle with a girlfriend. It's all up too, if you want to know. So I checked out of my room and tore down to the field, and here I am.
And here you are. You came straight out to the field. No stop. Think. Think very hard. Important, kid. Think. Think. Think.
Sure. Straight out. No. Well, not quite, I guess.
Say, cut it out. My arm hurts. Stop. Cut the question. Cut it, I say. Cut it out, do you hear? I'm on the level of this place, isn't it? I can cut it. But cut it, see? Cut my arm out.
Heavy, and it was late, and there was a light on the corner. And it said drugs. I got some cigarettes. That's right, cigarettes.
That all? Nothing else?
That's all. Oh, I don't know. I can't think. I tell you, my arm aches, my neck.
She wrote in the book.
Yeah. The druggist. He had a face like a prune. I thought he'd got a face like a prune and a head like a shiny bowling ball. He went over to write in the red book. He wanted to know my name.
For cigarettes?
Sure, yeah. Yeah, for cigarettes. He asked, what is your name? And I said, Hector Higgins. Wasn't that a scream? Hector Higgins? It was raining. And I got cigarettes and I was in the plane and... What do you care, you old scarecrow? What is it to you? You with your goofy horse face. What's it to you? Let me go. I gotta be. I'll be seeing you. Gotta go. Get gas and go. That's it. I won't stand this place another minute. I have to go. Let me go. I can't.
I think you can go back. It's hard, but you can do it. Easy does it, kid.
That man. That man on the oil drum again. That man. I know now. It is Brad Young. It is, I tell you. Look, he's walking away from me. But it's Brad. Brad! Brad Young! Brad, wait! Don't you know me, Brad? He's turning. He's hurting me. It's Brad. See? He recognizes me. He's smiling at me. Brad. Talk to me.
Hello, River. Sure is great seeing you again.
No. No, it can't. It can't. Don't lie to me. It can't be Brad. Stop nodding at me like that. Stop grinning, I tell you. You can't be Brad, young you. I was in Arizona 4 years ago. First look.
Yes, sir.
It can't be. It can't.
The liner.
The mercury ship I saw in the hangar. Well, what about her?
She crashed last night in the Sierra. Last night. All hands
clear. Man. Oh, I've got to go. Let me out of here. My ship. Wait a minute. Let me get to my ship. That light. That awful, flaring light from the building. And there's someone standing in the doorway. Someone. My plane, I can't find it. You, Fred, got that silly and nodding.
Hope when they brought you in last night. Well, that was a terrific shot of cyanide you took. Enough to kill a
squad of ordinary
men.
Yeah. I don't know what kind of evil you do.
How about your morning paper?
It's not me.
Bad air crash. Headline.
By Milton M. E. Geiger has been presented as the fifth program in the Columbia Workshop series. We would appreciate your letters telling us if you like this presentation. Tune in again next week for another in this series of programs devoted to experimental radio. The Columbia Workshop is under the direction of Irving Reese. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.